In this episode, discover how to generate better results using video email.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
All right. I love this topic. I've been using video and email for a long time, and I'm a fan of what they're doing at BombBomb. But more than that, I'm a fan of how we hack into the decision-making process, how we use the power of video to provide a level of certainty that other businesses don't. I like turning my team into what we call a trusted advisor. And the way that we do that is use video often in our email in multiple ways. We do it for icebreaking. We do it after or before first meetings to kind of level set, to get people fired up and excited. We do it whenever we recognize that a primary decision maker was not on the call and we need to give them a quick update so they know that they're moving along with the other people on their team. And we do it when we submit a proposal. We also do it when we are updating prospects on where they are in the process. Now, in the next episode, I'm just teasing to the next episode, I'm going to be dropping three ways to use video to retain and grow your existing customers. So make sure you check in for that one. But in this episode, BombBomb's chief evangelist, Ethan Butte, is joining me. And we're going to be talking about using the power of video to easily record and to send and to inspire and educate prospects so they get to the word yes at faster and faster rates. Now, if you're struggling to figure out like where to get started, there's videos that you need to produce that everybody's going to go through or many people are going to go through. And then there's one-on-one personalized video. Much of this episode is about personalized video and using video inside of email to hack attention, to become somebody that they now know and recognize and trust. But this is not the highly produced videos that you normally hear us talk about in the Wirebuzz Todd Hartley podcast. Instead, these are ones that you can create quickly. Now, there's a time and place for personalized video. And when people come to your website, that time and place for personalized video tends to end because on your website, there should be higher produced videos that everybody's going through as they're going through their customer journey or many people are going through. All right. So let's separate those. Let's talk about how you stand out in the inbox and let's check in with Ethan in just a second. But first, if you're struggling to figure out with your more produced videos, what topics are right for your business and how do you select the topics that are going to be profitable for your business? Well, that's not an easy process. A lot of businesses struggle with it. A lot of juggernaut companies struggle with it and startups. And whenever we're meeting with those businesses, it's kind of obvious to us that that is one of the big hurdles that comes out of a strategy session with the Wirebuzz strategy team. So here's what I would recommend for you. If you find yourself struggling, not sure where to get started, the Wirebuzz strategy team created a topic selection worksheet that you can get access to, and it's for free to the listeners of this podcast. That means you too. And you can download this worksheet at wirebuzz.com/topics with an S. And in doing so, you can go through the steps and you'll know which topics will be profitable for your business, right? Or maybe I should say, right? And then if you want to figure out how to guarantee your videos generate ROI, well, we created a 5-part web-based mini course that teaches our secrets to guaranteeing your videos generate return on investment. Now, I actually don't think there's anything more important to learn because if you can guarantee that your video investments generate ROI, a company's going to keep you around forever because it's a very small universe of people that know how to do this. And to get access to that mini course, which is also free for you as a listener to the Toddcast, just go to wirebuzz.com/ROI. Cool? All right. Now, I think this is fun. I'm excited to have Ethan join us. So sit back. Here's a quick interview with Ethan Butte, the chief evangelist at BombBomb. How we strategize to stand out from the inbox is one of my favorite topics. I'm excited to get started on it. And so what I'd like to do is, you know, let's just get us going. Let's have a really good conversation about this topic. I know that, Ethan, this is one of those few areas where a business could affect its revenue simply by being more compelling, providing greater certainty. So if we could, Ethan, do me a favor, introduce yourself, tell me about BombBomb, and then I'll just kind of walk you through the whole story process.
Awesome. My name is Ethan Butte. My title is Chief Evangelist here at BombBomb. That's a recent change. I was a one-man marketing team for about 3 or 4 years, and I was VP of marketing for 3-4 years. And then I did a series of interviews of chief evangelists, and we decided that that was something that we needed as a company and a community that are really pioneering a new way to work day to day. And so our whole MO at BombBomb is that you are better in person, and we want to get you face to face with more people more often. Trust, rapport, relationship, differentiation, you are the best at doing all of those things. No one is more uniquely qualified than you to be you, to differentiate yourself, and then ultimately to differentiate your product, service, company, brand, et cetera. But so much of that, you know, if the human part of that, if the trust, rapport, relationship part is not a big deal, then that sale is likely going toward automation and commoditization. And anywhere that the human is still involved, you need to step it up. And communicating with simple personal videos like this, I'm just using a webcam standing at my desk. I've done this 10,000 times in a couple different offices, but I've sent more than 10,000 videos in place of some of the plain typed out text that I would have sent otherwise. And it helps me communicate more clearly, connect with other people more effectively, and then ultimately increase conversion, whether it be a micro conversion like an email reply or a return phone call or an appointment set through a calendar link, let's say, or the macro conversion like a commitment, the big yes, a signed contract, whatever that looks like for you and your business.
All right. So look, one of the things that I love is using the power of video to provide massive clarity. And if you go and look at people and why they don't buy, they buy because they don't buy because they experience confusion, but people buy when they get clarity, and video gives them that clarity. But at the very core, we're talking about developing relationships. We're talking about standing out, making sure they know that the name in the email relates to a human, making eye contact to the camera, developing a relationship of trust, which always happens with eye contact. The power of jumping onto a video. Give me a couple of scenarios for somebody that's just learning about BombBomb for the first time. Oh, maybe I should start like this. This might even be better. What do you mean, Ethan? Can you really send an email with a video? Like, that's probably where most people get started. Why would I want to do that?
Right. Well, I was kind of right there a minute ago, which is, when you think about all the times that you click send during the day, it's a Friday afternoon right now as we're doing this live, you've probably hit send at least a dozen times, maybe 3 or 4 dozen times. And if not that, then there's a machine sending out emails that represent you. And in almost all of those cases, it's plain black text on a plain white screen with an email signature, maybe a GIF if it's a funny thing with you know, a cat pounding the keyboard.
No warmth, no personality, individuality. No relationship.
Right. I mean, the only thing to differentiate you is your email signature, and, you know, people aren't at that spelling email. So this idea, like, you're not sending these messages for no reason. You're sending them because they're important to you and ideally important to the recipient if they're well-targeted and relevant messages. And if they're important, then they're probably valuable. There is some kind of financial return on this, no matter where you are across the customer life cycle, you know, whether you're, you know, like in a BDR type seat and you're doing a lot of the prospecting and outbounding or responding to inbound inquiries, whether you're kind of in here as an AE, whether you're at the commitment point where you're picking up now as a customer service or customer success or an account manager, you know, all the way through retention, expansion, referral, all that positive stuff that happens with really good customers. No matter where you are across that life cycle, you're sending messages that have consequences to them. And so when you think about that, you think, okay, well, for the 40 years we've been sending email. It hasn't really changed that much. We can do a lot more automated stuff, which has made it a lot worse in a lot of ways, right. Not just better. Why haven't we? Because we've had webcams and smartphones, HD, good internet connections for years. Why haven't we been more personal and human in these channels when there are companies like BombBomb and we have a lot of other competitors out there who are making it really easy to record these messages and send them? Again, in order to differentiate yourself, to be much more clear in what you mean, especially like just to go to the way you asked the question initially, if you're in a seat that gets inquiries from customers, whether it's, you know, you're an AE, the opportunity has been qualified, it's now yours and you're communicating with two or three decision makers inside a company, and you get a question from one of them like, hey, you know, thanks again for your time in that last meeting. You answered most of our questions, but a new one came up. What about this, right? Do you want to type a 3 or 4 paragraph email out and drop in a couple links to blog posts or support articles or other assets and then, you know, send this back as a big homework assignment to the other person? Or you just want to look them in the eye through the camera lens and explain it in layperson's terms? Maybe add a link to a resource if you want to, but now you are the trusted source of the information. You're speaking extemporaneously, you're smiling, you're making eye contact, and you're communicating that I'm interested in you because I'm giving you my time and attention, right? No one has any idea that 4 or 5 paragraph email would have taken you 15 minutes to put together.
Right.
They just get it and they think, here's a block of information. There's no faking the 2 minutes and 12 seconds that you took to look them in the eye and say, hey, Bob and Mary and Jennifer, I wanted to say thanks again for the time on the call. I appreciate that follow-up question, Bob. Here are a couple ways to think about it. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Let me share my screen and show you this other thing. You know, it's just a higher quality experience on both sides. You're going to save a lot of time by talking instead of typing, and they're going to understand their message, your message better, and they're going to feel more connected to you in the process. Just a better part of a buying experience. And
this
experiential piece, I don't think can be overstated. It's difficult to quantify. So it's easy for people that are like, I'm not doing videos, a fad or a gimmick. And I'd be happy to talk about that too. You know, I'm not going to get into all that. I just don't see the ROI. I need to see more reports. Like, the people that are off and running and that are thousands of videos into this process, it's just a normal part of the way they work now. They just know intuitively that it provides a better experience. And so that answers the question.
I love it. I love it. Okay, so look, I'm going to show everybody. I'm just going to pop up on the screen right here. Here is the reply that Ethan sent me. Now, think about this in your own context. The reply that Ethan sent me when I asked for an interview request, I got a video back from him that shows that he's real, that humanizes him, that actually is a GIF rolling that screams, click on me. We all know that if you add the word video in your subject of your email, you're going to get 2 times the open rate and you're also going to get 3 times the click-through rate. And so what Ethan is showing is he's showing that he knows how to develop a relationship to stand out from the thousands of emails in an inbox and to become more human, more personal, more relatable. And in doing so, I got a sense of who Ethan was. And it, for you and in your business, using a tool like BombBomb will help you get better sales results because it'll accelerate the relationship development, make it easier for people to have massive clarity around what you provide. And I know you buy all of that, Ethan, because you live and breathe it on a daily basis. But I would say that video is so far from being a trend. Video is actually the most compelling way for businesses to put their best foot forward. And I don't think anybody is any longer saying that it's a fad, do you?
I hear it. And when I do, it's typically, there's no magic to video. You're not going to magically just change the world by implementing video. If you're in this mindset of, I need to see the ROI or whatever. I mean, you do need to see some ROI if you're going to subscribe to some software and go through the cultural change of, you know, getting more of your people to communicate in this way, which, by the way, does require moving through it at the experience of what look like, sound like, and all that. That's another topic we can talk about. But I do still see resistance, and it's coming in a couple different ways. First, I'm seeing, you know, there are a lot of free products out there. And what happens is a lot of the folks I'm talking with lately, it's happened about five times in the just this calendar year, where I'm talking with someone who's referred to me and I'm having these kind of pre-sales conversations, right? Mm-hmm. Someone says, oh, you need to talk to BombBomb. You need to talk to my guy, Ethan. I'm not a sales guy, but I love hearing from people that are interested in it, walking out use cases and ideas, and then, you know, doing some discovery on behalf of the sales team and then handing it off appropriately if the person decides they want to go forward. And so in these cases, I'm hearing, yeah, we tried video, but it didn't work. It just, you know, just seemed kind of like a thing that we would try and it didn't work. And I was like, that's too bad to hear. I know that it does work. Yes. You know, what kind of training and onboarding did you get? Oh, we didn't really get any. Well, what did you pay for it? We didn't pay anything for it. And it's like, this is a new skill. And so I think a lot of people, as they, you know, they kind of make a run at it, they expect everything to be automatically different the second you send a video. But, you know, you weren't sending great emails in the first place, right? They're maybe not value oriented. You've not spent a lot of time on subject lines. Your message isn't clear. You're maybe not even targeted well enough. Video is not going to solve any of those problems. What video is going to solve is if you believe in the product and service you're representing, and you believe in your team of people who you're employing and working alongside, if you believe that your people are better and that the relationship matters, then you will win with video. If you're sincerely convicted about the value and benefit you have to provide other people through your product and service, video is going to be great for you. If instead you're just looking to blast and you're looking to, and you're happy with a, you know, single digit open rate, you know, a 1% reply rate or whatever, you like some of this like high volume stuff, but if you just run enough volume numbers to work, you can run business that way. I would not want to work for that business. It doesn't sound very fun. Right. So if you're on the other end of that, video is not going to solve that problem. Right. If you're highly transactional, selfishly motivated, looking to crank high volumes of stuff on very, very little conversion, and you're okay with that, video is not going to make that magic because you're still essentially just spamming people and just really throwing out this giant net and hoping something stays in it. If instead you're on the other end and you believe in what you're doing and you're proud of it and you're proud of your people and you know that your people are differentiated, that a great customer experience is built on a great employee experience. If you're hiring well and you're equipping people well and they believe in the mission and the product and the service, you can't do anything better than video, because what you're essentially doing, if you get those people, you hire them, they're excited, they're really sharp, and they're really good, and you're hiding them behind pre-written emails and voicemails and kind of auto dialer stuff exclusively. That stuff all has its appropriate role. But if you're hiding them behind this cloak of digital anonymity, sometimes your consumers want to hide behind that, right? They just want to go to your website and browse and get some information and download a guide or attend a webinar, but they're not ready to talk. They don't want a demo. They don't want any more information. They're high early stage stuff. They're going to hide behind a cloak of digital anonymity. Instead of using their professional email address, they're going to use like a burner AOL or Yahoo email address that they've just been holding on to for years, you know, so they can avoid the sales pitches. Likewise, unwittingly, in most cases, we're hiding our own employees behind that same cloak of digital anonymity, where it's just, you know, black text on a white screen, the same email signature, and there's nothing to attach to from an emotional standpoint, and in some cases, even a cognitive or intellectual standpoint, there's not a lot to attach to there. And so when you can let your people go and you allow them to make these more personal touches, even if it's an evergreen video, you're really leading with your best asset, which is your people.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree with you. I use video to kick in a door for a new relationship and to put my best face forward. I use it also before meetings to level set so they know what the expectations are and what some of our topics are. I also will use it after a meeting, especially if one of the primary decision makers is not at that meeting. I want to make sure that the people that I meet with can then have a video to give to the other people, the decision makers in their office, so everybody can be leveled up and get on the same page. And then the next time I'm going to use it again is when I submit a proposal. Because every time I submit a proposal, I will recognize that even if somebody sends me a proposal and I'm the owner, of the company. I still walk down to my trusted advisors on my team and I build a coalition and we make a decision together. And in every business under the face of the sun, they do the same thing. So I make sure that everybody can see the video so they can make a decision. And the people that are going to explain my product, service, and benefits, the best is going to be me or somebody on my team. But if I allow the person on the other end of the phone to be my champion, then I'm not putting my best foot forward. And the net result of that is they're most likely not going to be able to explain me with the level of certainty or excitement that I would provide if I didn't put, you know, if I put myself on video. So for every option, I use it to nurture and provide greater certainty, which gets me a much higher close rate than other people. And like you had mentioned earlier, you can spend your time blasting emails, or you can be more deliberate, more strategic, more personalized and relevant. And in doing so, your conversion rates go through the roof. You believe all that.
I do. And just I just want to double down on a couple of your use cases because they're so, so smart. And I'll add one nuance to one of them as well. This, if the only thing your organization did was send videos to set appointments and to promise some value in them, you're going to increase your show rate.
Right, which is great. Which is great.
Yep. And then I love this backside. So if the only thing you do is send videos before and after every appointment, or, you know, in person or Zoom or whatever, however you're doing it, that is money in the bank, especially if you're competing against other companies. And especially if you know that you are up against other competitors, that they're going to interview three companies for this opportunity, let's say. And so the pre-meeting is just, I feel a little bit like I know you before I meet you. I feel a little bit of obligation and social reciprocity. I'm less likely to cancel on that alone. But if you can also communicate the benefits and be really clear about maybe what you learned in the initial phone call or email exchange that led to the appointment, to build up the value in it and make sure that you get the right people in the room, all that stuff is likelier when you can communicate it this way. And again, it's a warmer start to the conversation because they've already met you, right? You don't need to get onto the call or show up at the appointment and like just confirm, are you this person? Are you that person? Who's in the room here? It's all just done. It's like, hey, Todd, you know, that kind of thing. It's just warmer and faster. But the backside is where the real money is, because now you've spent, you know, 30 minutes, 60 minutes with them maybe, and you know why you're even at this depth of conversation. You know what excites them. You know what concerns them. You know what their objections are.
You know what their goals are that you can pivot off of.
Yep.
Right.
You know who the other decision makers are, whether they were in the meeting or not. You already know kind of like some past history in the account as they maybe explored this opportunity before. You know, am I coming to clean up a mess where they actually engaged another company on this before and it just like went poorly? And so you have some detractors in there, but you know, you're the new hope, or, you know all the characteristics, you can speak to them and play to them. And to your point, this idea of giving your champion something that they can forward on your behalf. This is another way you can play that too, by the way. You can send that follow-up to the people who were in the meeting or the person who was on the meeting and get the names and contact information of the people who were unable to attend. And you can give them like executive summary, right? You can even do like a mini version of the meeting, but it's still colored in all
brilliant. I love that one.
Yeah. And then here's the other nuance. There's, you know, it's a funny thing. People would ask me this from time to time, because I, you know, for years was the person sending all of our emails and running all of our social and doing a lot of presentations and stuff. So a lot of people would come to me with kind of random questions. And so it'd be this, hey, Ethan, can you tell me why this email got opened 8 times and the video got played 6 times? I only sent it to 2 people. You know, that I think it's kind of weird. And I was like, well, tell me about the situation. It's one of these situations where, you know, it's either this where, you know, you're sending in and then they're forwarding it on to the other decision makers. The other play though, is that if you can't get to the decision maker, this is a way to get past the gatekeeper. So if you're dealing with the executive assistant or someone else who is kind of the, you know, they're the one who is protecting the executive on the other side, protecting their time, protecting their attention. This is a little bit more of a prospecting play, not a post meeting situation. But, you know, I've seen it be very successful where you reach out to that executive assistant or the, you know, the gatekeeper, show them the due respect that they deserve, treat them like a real human being as opposed to a blockade on the way to your real goal. And you'll be shocked at how quickly all of that stuff opens up. Not only are they more receptive to pass your phone call through or to forward your video on, but now you're building an internal champion there. I've seen I just see it in so many situations, you know, from waiting rooms of offices to, you know, like a dental office or a doctor's office or whatever. Like that front row seat deserves so much more respect than he or she gets typically. And so when you can do that with a video, again, that gift of time and attention, that smile, that level of appreciation, if you're sincere yes. about it, it can't be faked and there's no better way to deliver it than through video. And so I've seen getting past the gatekeeper in order to get the conversation about the appointment, following up after the appointment, be really successful as well.
You know, the gatekeeper is something that the best salespeople in the world for generations have mastered to win them over, to make them the internal champions. And the salespeople that complain are the ones that struggle with that. And by validating that person, like you had mentioned, and showing them the due respect, you actually end up, I've done this many times in my career, have somebody that is fighting and championing for me. And I've actually got one of our biggest deals of our entire life that is in that scenario right now. And the more love and respect I show them, the more they humanize me in the eyes of the decision maker. So we could all learn from that.
Todd's just a good dude. Todd's a good dude. I like Todd.
Good dude. Right. I totally agree. All right. Mac Melton posted a question. He said, Ethan, I'm curious, how are people implementing this? Embedding ? Direct link to video ? Also, how will a video increase the open rate with presumably, and this is an easy one, you can't know there's a video until the email is already open. So I think we should start off at the very beginning. Mac, by the way, thank you for submitting that question. Mac's curious, how do you implement this and how is it embedding into the email and is it a GIF or what is it?
Yeah, common question. And so this is one of the reasons you want a service like BombBomb. So I'll just walk out the alternative because a lot of people are like, I can just do this myself. I'm like, yeah, the answer is you can. You're just never going to send 100 videos with that process because it's so cumbersome. Record a video, maybe trim it up, upload it to YouTube, mark it to private because it's only for these two people or that one person or those four people, not for your channel. So you got to mark it to private. And then you maybe want to screenshot the video, drop the screenshot into an email, link the screenshot over to the YouTube video. And so now you send that out and it says, you know, click the thumbnail to watch the video. And then they bounce over to YouTube. And now you're the video play experience is separated from your CTA and your-
You gotta hit the play button twice.
Right, all that stuff. And then what does YouTube want you to do? They want you to hang around YouTube and watch as many videos as they can pop. That's why you're gonna, you know, as soon as it's done, it fills up with 16 more videos to watch. You got the feed down the side and all this other stuff. Nonsense. It's just a massive waste of time. And so you know, want to use a service like BombBomb. There are a variety of other ones. You can just Google video email or whatever and find opportunities to do this. I think we do it as well or better than anybody. But you know, different brands, different experiences, different tool sets for different needs and different types of people. But what we do is we make that recording and sending process seamless. It's all one experience. So BombBomb works inside the Gmail inbox, inside of several Outlook inboxes. We have our own web app with a quick sender or an email composer where you can record and send videos. We have mobile apps for iPhone and Android. We have integrations with Salesforce and Outreach and Zendesk and a variety of other platforms. And so our whole goal, again, is to get you face-to-face with more people more often. So we want to work where you work and make it really easy to do. So wherever you are, you hit record or you hit screen record, counts you down 3, 2, 1. You communicate as you communicate. You hit stop, and we have proprietary encoding technology that we built in-house that is encoding the video while you're recording it. So it's basically ready to send as soon as you're done. As soon as you hit stop, it's basically ready to send. Whereas, you know, like if you upload a video to LinkedIn, it says, hey, we'll notify you when this thing on Facebook. We'll notify you when this is ready. It's like it's basically ready instantly, and you send it. And what we do for you is we automatically take the first 3 seconds and turn it into a little animated preview. We just loop it, as you already showed kindly on screen there, what that looks like, and we show the play duration. When we did that animated preview with the play duration, it produced a 49% lift in video play rates. And so that was the reason we just instituted and made it common across every video instance. And so, you know, I didn't take full advantage there. I was in a hotel room in Chicago. You know, what I keep by the side of my desk is I keep this little whiteboard. Yes. And I can like write notes, draw logos.
When you write, you're like, hey, Todd. And then you point to it, right? Because then they're like, that's me. It's personal. It feels unique. I've got to look at it. He went that far to make something for me, I better look at it or I'm a real jerk.
Totally. Or, you know, answer to your question, Todd, or you're the best, Todd. Like, Todd definitely wants to hear how great he is, right? Yes, like, we all do. And it's not because you're egotistical or you just can't get enough of yourself.
Oh, of course not.
This is a two high level ideas tied into one. And you use some kind of like warmer, softer human language. You know, you're obviously in this camp as well, at least to some degree. The deepest human need is to be appreciated and understood. That's it. That's the deepest human need. We're social creatures. I don't care how much of a type A badass you are. I don't care if you're driving a $500,000 car. Half the reason you're doing that, by the way, is to reaffirm your own identity. Right. And you're doing that in order to get the approval and acceptance and understanding and love of other people.
Right.
Same thing if you're doing things modestly, like you are who you are in part because you've learned and or want to get appreciation and understanding for who you are as that person. And that's what we all want. And so when you can give that to people on the other side, when you can look someone in the eye and speak specifically to their needs or wants or interests or something nice they did for you, just the fact that, I mean, here's an example, just a simple video use case. If you win by relationship and referral in your business and you spend time on social media, like you're on LinkedIn right now, I don't know where your on-demand playback is, but people watching now are watching on LinkedIn. If you're in LinkedIn or Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, less so on Twitter because there's not as much personal stuff there. But, you know, if you're scrolling these feeds a couple of times a week, you're seeing people you know in your life sharing things. They're typically sharing things that are either really good or really bad. I lost my grandmother. Mm-hmm. My daughter made captain of the volleyball team. My son got accepted to his preferred college. My infant just started to walk. Oh my gosh, it's time to baby-proof the house. You know, I just got married. I just got a promotion. I just took a new position. All of these things, right? These are all reasons to reach out to people. And if you just time block 5 minutes a day, a couple times a week, to like you just keep a running list. I keep a running list in a notebook next to my desk. And I keep a list of like neat things I see. And then periodically I'll just knock out 4, 5, 6 of them in 5 minutes, right? Yeah. Because it's just a 30-second video. Hey, Todd. Hey, I was just on LinkedIn the other day. I saw that this thing happened. Man, I'm just so proud of you. I know you've been working hard for that for a long time. Just awesome to see it come through. Appreciate you so much. It's been too long since we got together. Hope you're having a great Wednesday. See you, bye. Right? Yep. These little things like that, I mean, gosh, doing that with your own employees. Now imagine this scenario, same thing. I am a VP and I'm communicating with a frontline employee because the director told me that this person just solved a really major customer issue and saved the account or just closed a great deal or whatever. Hey, Jennifer, it's Ethan. I was just talking with Tina earlier today, and she just said you did an amazing job on the Jenkins account. Man, I know you went through a lot of crazy stuff there, but you really worked through it. And, you know, she couldn't have been more complimentary the way you did that. It's been a year and a half since you've been here at the company. I couldn't be more happy to have you as a team member. I wish you continued success, and I thank you and congratulate you on the Jenkins account again. Take care. Have a great rest of your day.
Right.
Is that meaningful to that person?
Amazingly meaningful.
Right. And it's just, that's what all of this is about. If you want the things that are in your face right now to really great employees or great customers or close deals, if you want those to happen more often and you want to have them happen more often with a lot, without having a much higher cost to acquire, a cost to recruit, a cost to convert, et cetera. Treat people the right way. Video is a great way to do it.
Right.
Things will start to happen more and more naturally. Yeah, so the soft side of it, where how you make people feel and the experience that you provide, both on the employee and the customer side, make all the difference. And video, again, if you're sincere about it, if you actually feel grateful towards somebody, you're actually proud or excited for somebody, there's no better way to communicate that sincerity than through video.
Yep. Video does an amazing job in introducing you to cold prospects, to prospects that are just starting to learn about you. And BombBomb makes it really easy for you to use the power of video to easily integrate it with your email so you can start affecting your sales cycles and increasing revenue. Ethan, thank you so much for joining us. For more, if you want, I guess, want to learn more about Ethan or about BombBomb, the power of video, I recommend you go to bombbomb.com. That's BombBomb, one word smushed together with a B between. It's B-O-M-B, B-O-M-B.com. Ethan, thank you so much for joining me on the Toddcast.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate the invite. I appreciate you being a pioneer and a voice for this. I think when more people are doing this, and this is more normalized behavior, our lives will be better, period. Our work lives and our personal lives will be better when we get face-to-face with more people.
I totally agree with you. Thank you so much, Ethan. All right, cool having Ethan on the show. A fun, insightful interview for anybody that's trying to hack attention in the inbox and use the power of video to boost your results out of email. Think about sales teams. Think about ice breaking. Think about when you're starting to do a project with somebody, how you want to add that extra special touch. BombBomb's a great tool for that. If you want to guarantee that your videos generate ROI, and these are your more highly produced videos, then I would recommend you watch our 5-part web-based mini course where we teach our secrets to generating return on investment with your videos. And you can get access to that for free at wirebuzz.com/ROI. And if you're struggling to figure out what topics would be best for your business, what video topics to invest in, we created that topic selection worksheet for you. Walk right through it. At the end of it, you'll know what topics are valuable for you. Access it at wirebuzz.com/topics with an S. And a couple of things here. It's going down for reals in the Wirebuzz Insider community. There's really smart conversations happening there on Facebook. To get access to the Wirebuzz Insider community, just Google, Todd. Go on to Facebook and type in the Facebook search bar, Wirebuzz Insider Community, and ask to join, and we will let you in, all right? Be a part of that community of video creators from all over the world. And in episode 200, I think 201, 202, I interview people in that group. So you're going to have other people in that group that are rock stars in the world of video marketing that'll share their feedback and insights, and we can all learn and grow from each other at accelerated rates inside the Wirebuzz Facebook group called Wirebuzz Insider Community. See how I did that? I tried to trip myself up, but I caught myself. That's the most important part. And if you haven't already connected with me on LinkedIn, what in the world are you waiting for? On LinkedIn, I'm doing LinkedIn Live videos. And I'm interviewing these people that end up on the podcast. And if you want to hear the interview in real time, if you want to ask questions, and throughout the week, I'm dropping mad knowledge bombs in the form of video on LinkedIn. I'm teaching something throughout the week, and you can grow and learn from that. And also, I'm interested in learning from you. So anytime you got new information, something you think would be valuable to the listeners of the podcast, hit me up. And it just might end up in the podcast. You too. I'd love to have you on. If you want to pitch a topic, feel free to reach out to me, wirebuzz.com/pitch with a P, not a B, and it will get to me. All right. On behalf of the team here at Wirebuzz, remember the next episode. I'm dropping a knowledge bomb. It's my three tips for using video, or the three ways to use video to grow your existing business with customers that you already have. They're the cheapest, they're the most economical ones. This is how your business can grow exponentially and how you use video to do that. All right, you'll find that up in the next episode. I believe it's episode 225. And I will continue to do my job, bring you the latest information in the world of digital marketing and video and social, all designed to make you a video marketing master. Peace.